Arizona and many other areas of the West have faced extremely hot, dry, record-setting temperatures over the course of the summer. Wildfires continue to burn in California after flames of destruction overwhelmed parts of Oregon. And late last month, in another sign of unique climate-related occurrences, thousands of migratory birds were found dead in places like Arizona, New Mexico, and Texas. Some are attributing that to dramatic weather shifts. And with me to talk about what happened and why is Troy Corman. He's avian monitoring coordinator for Arizona Game and Fish. Troy, thousands of birds unexpectedly died. Is that as striking and rare as it seems?
It's something that does occur, weather-related deaths, especially during migration for birds, is a fairly common thing. Obviously, it just takes the timing and how the weather event hits the area. If it's a cold front, if it's just high winds or whatever, migration for birds can be pretty treacherous at times, and weather is one of the big things that does hit them. And again, it's usually just a short period of time, and some birds can make through it depending on what their food source is and if they can find cover, and others just succumb to it, especially young birds that this was their first year for migrating south, and they're a little more naive in what to expect.
And you mentioned migratory birds. Are there certain kinds of birds that were more affected?
Yeah, based on what was determined in the photographs and what was reported, most of the birds were small or were songbirds, and these are the small songbirds, and most of them were insect eaters, especially a lot of them were flying insect eaters. And what the idea was that they succumbed basically because of the stresses of migration. And one or two day period when the temperatures dropped, the flying insects' food source instantly dropped to the point that they couldn't find food. And between the temperature and no food, they succumbed to it fairly quickly.
So was this a rare weather event? And is this the sort of thing when we think about, the Western wildfires we've seen and the timing of it, is it the definition of a perfect storm for something like this to happen?
Yeah, I think a lot of it plays together. We still don't know how much the fires affect bird and bird migration, knowing that fires this time of year are pretty frequent, over history. It's just maybe not as widespread as they have been. And it may, between the smoke and things from the fire may have shifted some bird migrants, to funnel through further over to the east towards the Rocky Mountains. So there may have been extra birds moving through because of that, but no one really knows for sure. The event that happened, though, was pretty dramatic, to the point that it was the earliest on record snowfall for Denver, and snow made it all the way down to outside of Albuquerque, and this was back on September 9th. And that's kind of really unusual. And the temperature dropped during that time frame. I guess what they're reporting on September 8th in Albuquerque, they had a record high of 96 degrees. By the next day, the temperature had dropped 55 to 60 degrees.
Wow.
And Albuquerque broke a 100-year-old low temperature with the mercury dropping to 40 degrees Fahrenheit on that second day.
Yes, that is extremely
dramatic. It's pretty dramatic. It's not something we see, we hear about too often, especially over a larger area such as this. And so the birds migrating, it was kind of peak migration for a lot of these species, and it hit them right during that time. And that's kind of what the evidence is showing. The birds that were picked up were only two-thirds the weight they should have been.
Mm.
Birds that migrate must, especially these smaller, a lot of these smaller birds have to get good fat reserves for when they migrate, because a lot of these birds can be migrating all the way down from, from Canada and Alaska coming down through. And so they have stopover sites that they'll stop at where they can find good food, good cover. They may stay there for a couple of days during migration at that one site to build their fat reserves for their next journey and to the next step, and then they'll fly until they have to come down again and do it again. And a lot of these birds that were picked up, some of those, especially the songbirds, a lot of those are nocturnal migrants. So they basically fly at night, and then when morning comes around, they look for a good foraging area, an area to rest, an area with cover from predators. And they may spend the day building up fat reserves, resting. And if they still have good fat reserves, they'll just get up the next, when nightfall comes, they'll just start migrating south again. But if their fat reserves are low, they may stay for a couple of days, build it back up, so they can continue their journey.
When you have this number of birds passing away like this, what sort of effect could this have, either short or long term, on these particular bird populations and the surrounding ecosystem? Is this potentially just a very short-term impact, or could it extend further?
It's something like this. It tends to be more of a short term, and the number of birds, depending on the species, obviously, there's some species that don't have as many individuals as others do, but a lot of the birds that did, that were picked up, were pretty widespread and common species. And so overall, it probably does not affect that going to affect that population per se. And again, these were migrants, and what they see a lot of times is birds that are resident, that are not migrants in those same areas, already had fat reserves. They're not migrating, so they were able to. It doesn't hurt their populations too much. Those birds know where to go for cover for a night. They already have the fat reserves, and so they weren't as stressed as the migratory birds.
That is Troy Corman, avian monitoring coordinator for Arizona Game and Fish, and you're listening to the show.